worship such a great God.
今天我们来到神的殿中，就是来敬拜这样一位伟大的神。
So hopefully we have a heart to prepare to worship Him.
所以希望我们是有这个准备好的心来敬拜他。
Okay, I think anybody still remember the theme of this year for the church?
你们还记得今年教会的主题是什么吗？
Besides Donald,
除了 Donald 之外 ，Helen 记得。
Okay. What's that? Okay, yeah, it's to live our faith out.
就是活出信仰。
And in this quarter, we are talking about living our faith out within the church.
那么在这个季度里面，我们特别要讲到怎么样在教会里面活出信仰。
So today we are going to cover a very important topic.
今天我们要讲的这个题目非常的重要。
But before I get into that, I would like you to look around to see the people around you.
我要先大家转过头来看看你旁边的弟兄姐妹们。
Have you found anybody look exactly the same as you?
你有没有找到一个跟你长得一样的人呢？
Well, even twins here, I don't think you can find that, okay? So it's not just look alike you, but I mean, also it's the same as you. Whatever you like, he or she like, whatever you dislike, he or she dislike. I don't think so, am I right? We are all different. So today we are going to talk about a subject very important to the churches. Very important, that's why you have to wait for a couple of seconds. Oh, see now. We talk about the unity built on differences. Is it easy? Definitely no. Because even think about the spouse, your spouse, that you spend so much time, you know, in your life. Okay, 好。Even your spouse,
就算是你的配偶,
it takes a long time for you to really, you know, understand him or her and to live together.
可能你们结婚之后花了好久时间才开始了解对方，然后住在一起。
Because of the differences.
因为你们有很多差异。
Sometimes it will take 40, 50 years. You still have something that, no, I cannot accept that.
甚至有时候你可能过了四五十年的婚姻，你还觉得有些东西没办法接受。
Unity in church with so many different people.
在教会里面是这么样的不同，大家是蛮有不同。
It's definitely is not an easy topic.
所以确实不是一个容易的。
So let's pay attention, okay?
来，专心来学习。
What's going on? It's not working. Oh.
You're on 吗？
应该，这个东西有 on 吗？Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, the other way around. Sorry about that. Okay, still remember 2 years ago, the U.S. Olympus medley relay swim team?
这是两年前哈，这个美国参加游泳队，奥运游泳队。
So about around 2 years ago. From this picture, maybe you can recognize one very familiar place, face. It's this one. Okay, his name is called Michael Phelps. He is famous as he participated in several Olympic Games since
2004.
And in total, he won 23 golds, 3 silvers, and 2 bronze medals. However, when it comes to the medley relay swimming competition, he can't just do it by himself. He needs 3 other teammates playing a different swim style to play the game. Here are his teammates, you know, with Ryan, Cody, and also the last one is Nathan. They all play different style, with backstroke, butterfly, and breaststroke, and also freestyle. And at the end, together they finished the final race, breaking the world record of the 4 times 100 meter at 3:27.957. What a great team.
实在是很棒的一个队伍，对不对？
So we can learn something from how they win as a team.
所以从他们怎么样赢得这个奥运金牌，我们可以学习到一些东西。
Even Michael is a great swimmer, he can't play all the four style in this game, but can only play one that breaststroke.
我们知道 Michael 是一个很厉害的游泳健将，但是他也没有办法一个人。
还想，还想想。
用这个。哦 ，OK。
好。Hello, is it okay now? All right. Okay. So each of them have to play his very best in his own part.
面尽力。
However, they also cannot compare with each other, who's faster, as they are all playing different styles.
那他们也不能彼此比较说谁游得比较快，因为他们就是不同的勇士嘛。
Moreover, in the competition, actually the U.S. team was not the first after Ryan finished his first backstroke.
那么其实，在当时这个比赛的时候呢，他们的第一棒游完了之后，他有美国并不是领先。
But Cody actually caught up in the second round with a butterfly style, and Michael came back to 17 in his backstroke, and Daniel Lee kept the win result with his freestyle.
然后后来第二个开始的时候是这个仰泳，然后不是蝶式，然后再来是 Michael 第三棒是仰泳。
Yeah.
Well,
even the first one, they were not the first, but then after that, the whole team they catch up.
对，虽然第一个的时候还没有领先，但是后面在游的时候就领就追上了。
Therefore, the key thing is they have to win to they have to complement each other in order to win.
所以他们必须要互补才能够赢。
They can't complain to each other, but instead they pay extra effort in order to cover other shortcomings.
那他们呢没有说去抱怨彼此，他们反而是去补足彼此的缺陷。
So we can see that they all have the same mind, each of them doing their best.
所以他们都是想要尽力做到最好，他们的思想是统一的。
And also same purpose and goal is to win the gold medal as a team.
他们也有同一个目的，就是要赢得金牌。
They are all different and playing different style, but they are demonstrating a strong unity among them and a great team spirit.
他们都是不同的这个功能，但是他们有同样的合一的心跟同样的目标。
And they are united with the same mind and same purpose.
所以因为他们有同样的心思跟同样的目标，所以他们是合一的。
Today we are going to cover the topic of church unity.
所以我们今天就要来讲到教会里面的合一。
This may be one of the hottest topics since the establishment of church in the apostle era.
这个可能是从使徒建立教会以来就一直在热烈讨论的一个问题。
Still remember when Jesus was on his way, taking his disciple on his way going to Jerusalem, where he was crucified.
那个时候，耶稣带着他的门徒要到耶路撒冷去，因为他要在那里钉十字架。
His disciples already arguing who should be the leader of the team.
那个时候呢，他的门徒就已经开始彼此的争论，说他们谁应该是门徒中的老大。
Seems everyone want other people to follow his own idea.
好像都希望别人要听自己的话
instead of working towards a unity
而不是尽力去取求一个合一。
Today we are going to study the church of studying the church of Corinthians where Paul spent a lot of time talking about the importance of unity.
所以今天我们就看到哥林多教会里面保罗跟他们讲了很多有关合一的事情。
Let's all stand up and read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4 to 14.
那么我们就一起来读《哥林多前书》第一章四到十四节。
Read in Chinese or English. Let's read together.
我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠，又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备，正如我为基督做的见证，在你们心里得以坚固，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。弟兄们，我见你们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意彼此相合。
因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说，你们中间有纷争。我的意思就是，你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们定了十字架吗？你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗？
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, may the spirit of unity be with us this morning. May your Holy Spirit talk to each one of us. Open our eyes, let us see your view, and let us have a humble heart to follow whatever you teach us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
From the scripture we just read, we can have an overall impression of the Corinthian church.
我们刚读的经文让我们就可以对哥林多教会有个大概的了解。
First of all, they are a very blessed church.
首先他们是个非常蒙福的教会。
In verse 4 it said that grace was given to them in Christ.
因为第四节说呢，这个字也太小了。
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Well, grace has been given to them in Christ.
神在基督耶稣里面赐福他们。
And not just that, in verse 8 to 9, they are sustained by the faithful God also.
然后第八到第九节也说他们是神会坚固他们到底。
How blessed it is if we can experience the grace from Christ and also sustained by the Heavenly Father.
所以如果说我们是神亲自赐福给我们，而且还坚固我们到底，那岂不是非常蒙福吗？
Besides, they are also a very gifted church.
他们也是很有才华的一个教会。
In verse 5 to 7, Paul said that they are enriched in every way.
保罗在第五节第七节说他们就是各样事情上面都很充足。
凡事富足。
哦，凡事富足。
With all kinds of speech and even all knowledge, and don't lack of any spiritual gifts.
口才知识都全备，在恩赐上面没有一样不及人。
A lot of time we found that a perfect church should be filled with a lot of gift and talented people.
可能我们觉得一个很好的教会应该要有很多有才华的人来。
Otherwise, we can't run any ministry.
否则就没办法有事工。
I remember going to a church with plenty of kids running around.
我记得曾经去过一个教会，有好多的小孩子。
I asked the leader, "Hey, how's your Sunday school program?"
我就问那边的领导同工说，你们的主日学怎么样呀？
He said, "No, we didn't have Sunday school."
他就说我们没有主日学。
So why?
我说为什么呢？
He said, "Oh, since we cannot find any Sunday school teacher."
他说我们就是找不到主学老师。
So it seems that the gifted and talented people are the prerequisite for having the ministry.
所以好像是需要很有天分、很有才华的人才能来服事。
However, does it mean that if a church is full of this gift and talented people, it must be a great church?
但是是不是一个教会里面有很多很有才华的人，这个就是一个很好的教会呢？
From the church in Corinth, we see that that's not the case.
我们看到哥林多教会里面就知道不是这样。
Because right after that, Paul rebuked them as a divided church.
因为呢，保罗马上就责备他们是一个有纷争的教会。
He highlighted the problem they have, which number one, they can't agree with each other.
所以他们不能彼此同意。
They all have different mind and thoughts.
心意也不一样。
They have quarrels among them.
然后是吵架。
And then divided into groups.
还结党。
What a pity that a church full of gifted and talented people but end up with such a poor situation.
那不是很可惜吗？一个教会大家都这么有才华，可是到这种境况。
So this morning, let us take a look at the top three scenarios for a divided church, and then look at the top three characteristics for a united church.
所以我们就先来看三个分裂的教会有什么特征，然后再看三个合一的教会有什么特征。
And then we pray that we can all learn from it and pressing towards a united church in the Eugene Chinese Christian Church.
所以我们向神求，我们来祷告，就是说我们教会可以成为一个合一的教会。
The first scenario for divided churches, they have too many gifted people.
好，在一个分裂的教会里面呢，很大的一个问题就是太多有才华的人了。
I remember, you know, years ago when I was living in New York.
我记得很多年前我住在纽约。
I first attended a Taiwanese church.
我去一个台湾人的教会。
They are around 30 plus people.
就是只有三十几个人。
But there are lots of PhD, a lot of business executives there.
他们有很多的博士，有很多这个商业的公司的总裁。
And there were four deacons in the church.
然后教会里面有四个执事。
When I got there, I always feel that, hey, it seems that they are like divided into two groups.
那么我就感觉到他们是分成两派的。
And then one side pro the pastor, one side is against the pastor.
一边是支持牧师，一边是反牧师派。
And after a few months, finally the church split into two groups.
然后几个月之后，这个教会就分裂了。
And they never talked to each other.
然后就从此不再跟彼此讲话。
And after that, I went to a Cantonese church.
后来我去了另外一家广东话的教会。
And there's a bigger church. It's over 100 people.
是比较大，有100个人以上。
The pastor was a well-known pastor.
那个牧师也很有名。
And there was a very talented pastor intern.
然后那个时候有一个非常有才华的实习传道。
I attended there for about 1 year.
我在那里聚会一年的时间。
And after I left.For a year,
后来我走了一年以后
I heard that they are also separate into two churches.
我也听说他们分裂成了两个教会
The intern, after he graduated, he grabbed a group of people and moved out and started up his own church.
那个很有才华的实习传道，在他毕业以后，他就带了一群人带到外面去，然后开始另外一个教会。
This is a common scenario among the Chinese church in North America.
在北美的华人教会好像经常有这样的问题。
There may be many reasons, but I think one of the reasons is that there are too many talented and gifted people.
那我觉得可能还有很多原因，但其中的原因就是因为大家都自认为太有才了。
If they can work together, they'll be great.
如果他们可以合作的话，那非常好。
If they cannot work together, they'll be the biggest issue.
那如果一堆有才的人都不能一起合作，那就问题很大了。
So the problem of that is what? Number one, lots of time we forgot our gifts and talents are from God.
然后，所以其中一个问题就是，很多时候我们忘记我们的恩赐是神所赐给我们的。
In James chapter 1 verse 17, it said, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows."
在雅各书一章十七节说，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
A lot of time because we thought that we are superior to others, others have to follow my way.
有时候我们可能觉得说我比较聪明，所以其他人应该听我的。
My way or no way.
不照我的就不行。
If we realize that all these gifts and talents are from God,
但是我们要知道这些恩赐不是神赐给我们的吗？
We can have nothing to boast.
那我们也没有可夸口的。
As Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7, he said, "For who makes you different from anyone else? Who do you have?" That you did not receive. What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though that you did not?
所以保罗在哥林多前书四章七节也说，使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
Church is the best place for us to learn and practice humility in order to be able to keep the unity.
教会就是一个最好学习合一的地方，然后我们学习合一之后，就要让教会更加合一。
谦卑。
哦，对不起，学习谦卑，然后再用这个谦卑让教会达到合一。
Besides, we forgot that those spiritual gifts should be used by God.
然后同时，我们也要知道，神赐给我们恩赐是为了让他使用的。
Paul reminds us in Ephesians chapter 4:7-12 said, "But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it."To equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
以弗所书四章七到十二节说，我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督衡量所量给个人的恩赐，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
God granted those gifts and talents with a purpose in mind.
神赐给我们这些才华都是有目的的。
Is to equip us for works of service.
是为了要让我们去做他的工。
In order to build up the body of Christ.
是为了建立基督的身体。
Not for our own to boast.
不是为了让我们自己来自夸。
But to be used for the sake of the God's kingdom.
而是为了神的国度来使用。
For example, if you are a great musician.
比如说，如果你是一个很好的这个乐手。
And you are asked to be served, to serve in the worship team.
然后你在这个敬拜小组里面服侍。
You should not take this chance as a chance for you to show off.
当然，我们不应该把这个当成是一个表现自我的机会。
But instead, you should be serving with a grateful heart, that through your music, people's hearts can be lifted up to God in the worship.
而是我们带着一个感恩的心来说，希望透过我的音乐或者是我唱歌，可以把别人带到神面前。
Remember, all the talents and gifts we got should be used to serve the body of Christ in God's way, not my way.
因为神赐给我们这些恩赐，都要按照神的方式来使用，不是按照我们自己的方式来使用。
Another common issue with too many gifted and talented people, they may start to criticize rather than compliment each other.
还有另外一个问题，就是当大家都自认为很有才的时候，就会开始彼此的批评。 而不是互补。
It's always easy to think that I'm right and start to criticize others through fault finding.
所以很容易就是认为说我是对的，所以就批评其他人。
We all know that no one is perfect.
我们知道没有人是完美的。
We all make mistakes.
我们也都会犯错。
When someone makes mistake, we should help to back him up and minimize the impact, rather than magnifying that mistake and lead into finger pointing.
所以如果说有人犯了错，造成一些问题的时候，我们应该是要尽量的去修补，把那个伤害降到最少，而不是去指责看是谁犯了错。
Jesus questioned us in Matthew 7:3, say, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye?" And pay no attention to the plank in your own eye.
所以这个耶稣也在马太福音七章三节说，为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
And Paul also reminds us in Romans chapter 3:13, saying that for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, and rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you.
在罗马书十二章三节，保罗说：“我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。”
It's always a great lesson for us to learn how to think ourselves with sober judgment and with the faith from God.
这个对我们来讲是一个很重要的功课，就是怎么样看自己是合乎中道的。
A good way to practice is when you see someone.Or something in the church that is not pleasing to you.
所以这是一个操练的方式，就是说你大家试试看哈。如果你在教会里面看到一个人或一个人做的事情让你很不高兴
，instead of jumping to the conclusion and start to criticizing this person,
先不要马上跳到结论，然后开始批评这个人。
We should pray to God for a good judgment.
我们先祷告求神赐给我们一个眼光，一个判断的方式。
And pray that you should. I mean, are you the one that you should?Raise it up or go to talk to that person.
然后问神说，神是要你去跟这个人讲吗？
And when you go to approach that person, are you going to start to listen to understand why he is doing these things?
第二个就是当你去讲的时候，你要不要先听他为什么这样做？
We should have an open mind to think about understanding the things behind why he or she is doing that.
因为我们如果有个敞开的心胸，我们就要先去听别人这样做的原因是什么。
I'm sure that if we are practicing such, we'll have less quarrel and less fight within the church.
我相信如果我们有这样子的一个操练的话，我们在教会里面就会少很多纷争的。
So the first scenario is there are too many talented people.
所以第一件事情就是呢，教会里面一个分裂教会的特质就是太多有才的人了。
If we are not paying attention, this may be a curse instead of a blessing.
所以如果我们不小心的话呢，有才就变成一个诅咒而不是一个祝福。
The second scenario for a divided church is that we can't agree with each other.
另外一个分裂教会的特征就是呢，不能彼此同意。
The reason is very simple, because God made all of us different.
这个也很简单的原因就是因为我们大家都不同嘛。
The question is whether we are emphasizing rather than recognizing the differences.
但是重点是我们是看重分歧的地方呢，还是注意到我们相同的地方？
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12:14-27 spent a whole time to talk about one example, the example of different parts of a body to illustrate the church.
保罗在哥林多前书十二章里面花了好大一个篇幅讲有关肢体的事情。
So he says that so each of us has one body making up of different parts.
他说我们每个人都有一个身体，但是有不同肢体。
We all know that we use our eye to see, our ears to hear.And our nose to smell, and our mouth to eat and speak.
我们都知道，我们用眼睛来看啊，用鼻子来闻啊，用嘴巴来讲话。
They are all different, and also carry all different functions and purpose.
他们的功用跟目的都不一样。
No one can use your eyes to taste or your ear to smell.
没有人可以用眼睛吃东西，也没有人可以用耳朵来闻味道。
That's why Paul said that if the ear say, "Hey, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body."It would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body.
所以保罗说呢，假如耳说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。
Of course, we can't say that because all parts belong to the same body, just playing different functions.
当然，因为我们知道一个身上有很多肢体，但是他们的功用不一样。
You cannot compare the function of the eye with an ear.
你不能拿眼睛的功用来比较耳朵的功用。
And Paul said that If whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be?
所以保罗说，你若全身都是眼睛，从哪里听声音呢？如果全身是耳朵，从哪里闻味道呢？
I guess that's obvious.
我想这是很明显的。
You cannot use your eye to eat.
你不能用眼睛吃东西。
That's why the eyes cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you.
所以眼睛不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。
So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other.
所以在这个肢体里面没有彼此的分裂，而是彼此的顾惜。
Definitely, all parts should work together in order to function well.
每一个人都要一起的合作，才能够有很好的结果。
However, it will take time for you to practice how to use that together.
但是呢，要彼此协调也是花时间要练习的。
Just like a baby, when a baby tries to start learning how to put the things into his mouth, put the food into his mouth.
在小孩子刚开始学吃东西的时候
，the coordination between the eye and the hand may not work very well.
他这个手眼的协调还不是很好。
But after some time, after some years, after many practice or even mistake, it works very well.
但是呢，他们练习之后，然后花一点时间之后呢，他就可以吃得非常好了。
That's the learning process.
这就是一个学习的过程。
The eyes need to work with the hand in order to put things in the mouth.
眼睛跟手要合作，才能把这个食物送到嘴里。
That's why Paul said that now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it.
所以保罗才说你们都是基督的身子。
So that I think that is a very good example of how a church should work.
所以我想这个是一个很好的例子，就是说我们教会应该怎么样来运作。
We are all different, and we have to recognize that we are all different.
我们都不一样，我们也必须要承认我们都不一样。
And you cannot expect other people the same as you.
你就是没办法期望别人跟你想法一样。
Some of us is, you know, gifted in making up plans, setting up vision.
很比较在行计划筹划事情。
Some of us are very good at execution.
可能很多人就是另外一些人比较会执行。
Neither one is superior to others.
没有一个人是比另外人更强。
Just that we need to work together in order to make things work.
但是我们需要一起合作，然后把事情做成。
For example, if you are gifted in singing, then instead of teaching, then you should serve in the worship team instead of serving as a Sunday school teacher.
如果说你唱歌很好听，但是你不会教课，那你就可以在敬拜小组里面服侍，而不是教主日学。
You should serve well in the worship team, and knowing your spiritual gifts will serve at the right role and will bring the best effect for the body of Christ.
所以我们要知道我们自己的属灵恩赐在哪里，我们要在对的角色上面来做服侍，这样就是最好的建造基督的身体。
We need to recognize your own role in the church in order to function as a church.
我们要了解到我们在这个教会里面应该是一个什么样的角色，这样我们才能整体一起有个很好的合作。
The first scenario for a divided church is that they will operate into groups.
然后这个分裂教会的另外一个特征就是他们是分党的。
And they alienate each other rather than embracing each other.
而且是彼此的排斥，而不是彼此接纳。
I think there's a natural tendency, as the Chinese saying, the affinity of similarity.
我们就是中文有句话说志同道合嘛。
It's very natural.
哦，这个是很自然的一件事情。
People alike will be attracted to each other.
因为相似的人，他们就会比较喜欢相处。
So you feel more comfortable.
你感觉比较舒服。
And we try to exclude those people different from you.
那你觉得跟你不一样的人就没彼此不用交往。
However, that's exactly a very typical self-centered behavior.
但这是一个很自我中心的行为。
You just pick whoever you like to hang out with and exclude those you dislike.
如果我们只选择这些跟我们喜欢的人交往，然后不喜欢的人就把他排斥的话，这是非常自我中心的。
Apostle Paul, Peter had an experience. One time, he and Paul were having a meal with a group of Gentile Christians.
你说
Peter 跟
有一次彼得跟保罗一起在跟一群外邦人吃饭，外邦人的基督徒吃饭。
However, when a group of Jews arrives, Peter stay away from this Gentile group.
突然来了一群犹太人，然后彼得就赶快退席。
Because the Jews normally look down upon those Gentiles.
因为他知道犹太人是看不起外邦人的。
Paul immediately rebuked him.
然后保罗就责备他。
Because that is not right.
因为这样做是不对的。
Because even after becoming a Christian, we still try to exclude other people. That's not right.
因为他说你都已经是基督徒人，怎么能够排斥别人呢？
When we look at the life of Jesus,
那我们看到耶稣的生平。
Jesus reached out to tax collectors, prostitutes, and even the demon possessed.
耶稣接纳的人是谁呢？他是去找这些妓女啊、税吏啊，甚至被鬼附的人。
But at the same time, Jesus also befriended with the Pharisees or even with the wealthy people.
但是耶稣也有法利赛人的朋友，也有有钱人的朋友。
He came and broke the barriers between us and God, and also among the different classes.
所以耶稣来的时候，他打破了这个围墙，不只是我们跟神之间的，还有我们人与人之间的。
As Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14 to 15 say, "For He Himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in His flesh the law with its commands and regulations." His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条。我要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
God came, Jesus came to break the barrier, not build the barrier.
耶稣来是为了要把这个围墙拆掉，而不是把围墙建起来。
Why we are building the barrier within the church instead of breaking it?
那为什么我们在教会里面还要建围墙，而不是把它拆毁呢？
Now we are going to look into three distinct characteristics of a united church.
现在我们要来看三种这个合一的教会的特征。
The first one is team building.
第一个就是他们是有一个团队的。
As I refer to the U.S. swim team.
就好像我刚刚说的这个奥林匹克游泳队。
Everybody recognizes their own role.
每一个人都知道自己的角色是什么。
Playing to the best of he or her can do.
然后都尽力尽自己所能。
Everybody is contributing his own spiritual gift and willing to reach out and complement each other for the body of Christ.
然后每个人都愿意把自己属灵的恩赐摆上，然后互补，来建造基督的身体。
As Paul reminds us in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 to 13, so Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip His people for works of service.So that the body of Christ might be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
在以弗所书二章十一到十三节，保罗也说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Just like playing a puzzle，
好像拼图一样。
Every piece of a puzzle looks similar, but actually is different.
你看那个拼图的片片，你远远看，他们都长得差不多。
You never have a puzzle that every piece looks the same.
但是其实他们是非常的不一样的。你如果仔细看的话，没有两片是长得一模一样的。
Because if you have all the same piece, you will not be able to put up together with one picture.
因为如果你有两片一模一样的东西，那你可能没有办法把它拼成一个完整的图片了。
And every piece of puzzle has a position to put on.
每一个图片都有一个固定的位置。
If you put it in a different place, it won't work.
你如果把它放在一个不对的地方，就是拼不起来的。
Similarly, everyone plays his own role in the church.In order to build up the body of Christ.
同样的，每一个人在教会里面要完成自己的角色，才能够建立基督的身体。
The key is whether you recognize your own role in the church.
那问题就是你有没有知道你的角色是什么呢？
Like the swimming team, they should also have the same purpose and mind to win.
好像这个游泳队一样，我们也应该有一样的目标。
Purpose for the children of God is to glorify God.
我们的基督徒目标就是荣耀神。
As Paul wrote in Romans chapter 15, 5 to 7, May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God.
罗马书15章5到7节，但愿忍耐安慰的神 但愿赐忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于真神。
Glorifying God should be the top priority in every one of our goal.
我们在每个人基督徒的生命当中，荣耀神都应该是我们的最终目标。
If we have all such a goal, if we all have this goal, we should, it should help us to bond with each other.And accept each other as Jesus accepted us.
如果我们都有一样这样子的目标，那么应该可以帮助我们彼此的合一，彼此的接纳，就好像基督接纳我们一样。
Besides, we should also have the same mind, which is to pursue the will of God.
另外，我们也应该要有一样的心意。这个心意就是我们有都是为了要追求神。
As Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world." But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good and pleasing and perfect will.
罗马书十二章二节说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
What's the pattern of this world?
这个世界的是怎么样呢？
The pattern of this world is to encourage us to compete and compare with each other.
如果是按照世界的做法，我们应该是要彼此的竞争，彼此的比较。
But within the church, God asks us to renew our mind so that we can seek the will of God to be accomplished in the body of Christ.
但是神要我们在教会里面呢，要心意更新而变化，是去查验神的旨意是什么。
If we are not renewing your mind, you bring all this comparison and also the competition into the church.You will never be able to be to unite.
如果我们没有心意更新的话呢，我们常常把这些竞争的心都放在我们当中，那我们就没有办法彼此互补。
The last but definitely not the least important characteristic of a united church is love.
最后就是在一个合一的教会里面呢，一定是充满爱心的。
Love is not just a theory or word.
爱不是一个理论。
But it's practiced in our daily life and becoming the way of living.
必须要在我们的日常生活中实践出来。
There are a few elements of love.
爱，我们可以从几个元素来说。
Embracing each other.
第一个就是彼此的包容。
As Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13:7, he said, "It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always preserves."
就好像保罗在哥林多前书十三章七节说的：“凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。”
Love never ends. Is that easy?
这是简单的事情吗？
Definitely not.
的确不简单。
But if we won't practice such a teaching, how can we build up the unity in the Christ?
但是如果我们不操练这个教导的话，我们在教会里面怎么能有合一呢？
So we may not be able to do it now, but that should be the way, that's the direction that we are going after.
或许我们现在做的不完美，但是那应该是我们追求的目标。
And the second part is we need to forgive each other.
另外一个部分就是我们需要彼此原谅。
It's written in Colossians chapter 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And overall, these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
哥罗西书三章十三节说：“倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。”在这一切之外，要存着爱心。爱心就是联络全德的。
For us to serve together in the church, it's inevitably that sometimes we will be offended by others.
我们在教会里面一起服侍呢，没有办法避免，有时候就是彼此会冒犯的。
Whether it's intentional or unintentional,
有意的也好，无意的也好，都会发生。
So the lesson of forgiveness should always be reminded.
所以呢，饶恕的功课我们不能忘记。
And Jesus teaches us in the Lord's Prayer, say, "Forgive our debt as we forgive others' debts."
所以在耶稣在这个主导文里面教导我们说，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
That means if we want our Lord to forgive us, we need to learn how to forgive others.
这也就是说，如果我们希望神原谅我们，我们也要原谅别人。
So forgiving each other is very important in the unity of Christ of the church.
所以在教会的合一里面，彼此的饶恕是非常的重要。
And also we need to learn how to serve each other.
同时，我们也要学习怎么样彼此服侍。
Peter reminds us in 1 Peter 4, chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
在彼得前书四章八到十节，彼得也提醒我们说，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Without love, it's difficult to serve others.
如果我们没有彼此相爱的心，就很难彼此服侍。
Jesus set a very great example for us to humble himself and wash his disciples' feet.
耶稣给我们一个很好的模范，就是他自己为他的门徒洗脚。
Even Judas' feet, knowing that he's going to betray him.
甚至为犹大洗脚，虽然知道之后这个犹大就要背叛他。
Let us be reminded of four A's of love.
我们来记得这个爱心有四个 A.
As we are serving each other.
我们一边服侍别人，一边要记得这四件事情。
Accept.
就是接纳。
Appreciate.
欣赏。
Affirm.
肯定。
And we know love is a kind of affection.
还有感情。
Not argument.
不是啊，没有争吵这个东西在里面。
As we all know that, you know, affection instead of arguing is arguing whether the thing is right or wrong.
我们有时候不用去争一件事情到底是对是错。
I think we all know that at home, you know, if we need to work together in harmony, we always need to love and to cover all those kind of mistakes other people make.
我们在家里也是一样，对不对？如果我们要有一个很好的沟通的话，我们就是要用爱，而不是用去据理力争的方式。
We hope that in the house of the Lord, we can always practice this kind of love.
所以我们希望在神的家里面，我们能够操练这四种爱。
As James said, mercy triumphs over judgment.
雅各说，
怜悯是像审判夸胜。
怜悯像审判夸胜。
So to summarize what we have learned today.
所以我们总结一下今天我们学到的东西。
I think we have the basic of the simple suggestion for unity in Christ in God's family.
我们在神的家庭里面合一的有几个条件。
基本。It's the ABC, the basic ABC. Less argument, but more acceptance.
就是少点坚持，多点接纳。
Less boasting, but more bonding.
少点自夸，多点联系。
Less criticize, but more compromise.
少点批评，多点包容。
Are this easy to do?
这个容易做吗？
It will be difficult for our human nature because we are all self-centered.
按照人性来讲是非常不容易的。
We always see things from our own perspective.
因为我们人就是人性是很自私的，我们从自己的出发点来看。
However, if we are growing into the maturity in our spiritual life,
但是如果我们在属灵的生命里面成长。
We will start to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们就会结出圣灵的果子。
Living in a God-centered instead of self-centered way.
我们就用一个以神为中心的方式来生活。
I believe we can press towards such a direction in order to maintain the unity in our church.
那么我相信我们一定能够往这个方向前进，然后达到教会的合一。
In conclusion, I would like to use the analogy of a symphony orchestra on the topic of unity.
最后，我想要用管弦乐团来做一个例子。
I think Timothy knows very well because he always listens to this music.
Timothy 很喜欢古典音乐啊，所以非常熟悉的管弦乐团的运作。
As we know that there are many sections of different instruments in an orchestra.
我们知道在管弦乐团里面有很多不同的乐器。
They all sound different.
他们听起来不一样。
They all look different.
看的也不一样。
They all play different.
他们这个弹奏方式也不一样。
All these people gather together for one purpose.
他们聚在一起是为了一个目的。
Is to play to the best of the music created by the composer.
就是为了要把这个作曲家所做的这个音乐呢，最好的呈现出来。
There's no orchestra, just have one instrument.
没有一个管弦乐团只有一种乐器的。
Some part of the music may only be played by one section.
可能这个整首曲的其中一部分呢，只是一个乐器。
And then the other need to be quiet.
然后其他人就要休息。
Sometimes, you know, some sections should be more emphasized, so it's louder, but the other sections should be lower the voice.
有的时候有一些乐器必须要大声一点，然后其他的要小声一点。
Sometimes they all need to be loud in order to make the music have the climax.
有时候呢，全部人都要一起大声，为了达到这个激情的高潮。
Everyone needs to play according to the music for their own part.
每个人都要按照这个谱上还有这个指挥给他们的东西来扮演自己的角色。
In an orchestra, you cannot just play. Hey, I like to play this way. I like to play this part. I like to do that. No, you have to follow the music.
这个在管弦乐团里面没有一个乐手可以说，哎，我喜欢讲坛，我喜欢这个部分的音乐，每一个人都要跟随这个指挥的教导。
Besides they need to follow to the conductor.
对，每个人都要跟随指挥，听指挥的。
They also need to listen to other parts to play in the same rhythm.
同时也要听听其他的乐器在弹什么东西，这样才能够有协调。
If they all play well, the result is a good piece of music in harmony.
如果大家都拉得很好，都弹得很好，那么就是一个非常美丽的音乐。
Similarly, there are various ministries in our church family.
同样的，我们在教会里面有很多不同的服事。
Each of us playing our own part.
我们都有自己的角色。
Like following the music done by the composer, we are following the will.To seek for the God's will,
就好像这些乐手都跟随这个谱上面写的东西一样，我们也是要跟随耶稣的神的旨意。
God is the composer. God is the owner of the church.
神呢是作曲家，他是这个教会的头。
If we all play well together, we will bring glory to Him.
如果我们都好好的一起演奏的话，我们就会归荣耀与神。
I think the role of the conductor is very important.
那么这个指挥的人的角色非常重要。
The conductor is no expert in any of the instruments.
其实那个指挥的人呢，他可能对每种乐器他都不是那么的厉害。
And but he's looking over the whole orchestra.
但是他呢看的是全局。
He need to make sure every part play their own part right.
他要确定每一个乐手都弹奏对的东西。
A conductor just like a pastor in the church.
一个指挥家呢，就好像是一个教会里的牧师。
He's not expert in everything.
他不是说每一样东西都会做的。
But he will make sure that everybody play together for the best part of the music.
但是他要确定每一个人都能够做到他们擅长的事情，然后可以制造出非常美丽的音乐。
And every musician need to pay respect to the pastor, to the conductor.
那么每一个管弦乐团里面的成员呢，也需要尊敬这个指挥。
And listen and observe what the conductor asks them to do.
听，仔细听，还有观察这个指挥要他们做什么。
It's not how great the conductor is, but the conductor is just want to make sure the music is playing according to what the composer do.
并不是说这个指挥就高人一等还是怎么样，而是说他的目的是什么？他就是要确定这个音乐出来是像作曲家所 intent 的企图一样。
Is to Hopefully, to bring the whole church in unity to glorify God.
所以牧师的责任跟角色呢，应该就是带领整个教会一起来荣耀神。
So that the whole church can attain the harmony of the church and also bring glory to God.
所以整个教会能够有合一，然后把荣耀归给神。
Let's close our eyes.
我想要邀请大家现在把眼睛闭起来。
When you're closing your eyes, let's think about what role you can play in the church on in the. Eugene Chinese Christian Church family.
我想大家邀请大家来思考一下，你在尤金基督教华人教会里面能够扮演一个什么样的角色
？You are one of the members. You have a role to play.
如果你是在我们教会聚会的人呢，你就有一个角色。
Whether you're teaching Sunday school, whether you're leading worship,
不管你是在教主日学还是你在敬拜小组里面
，whether you're serving in a Bible study group,
还是你在带小组
，or even help to set up the chair,
或者是你是帮忙排椅子的。
You have a role to play.
你就是有一个角色的。
Think about what kind of spiritual gift that God gave you, so that you can serve well in the church.
你想想看，神所赐给你的恩赐是什么？你可以用这个来服侍教会。
Then think about anyone in the church that is hard for you to work to co-work with.
然后再想一想，在教会里面有没有你觉得非常困难、很难跟他合作的人？
Maybe because of his or her character.
可能他的个性的问题。
Maybe the way how he interact with people may offend you.
或者是他跟人相处说话方式冒犯了你。
May not make you feel so comfortable.
让你感觉不太舒服。
Are you willing to forgive and embrace them in for the sake of Christ?
你愿不愿意饶恕他们，并且为了基督的缘故接纳他们？
Pray that God will teach each of us to accept, to appreciate, and to affirm others.
我们祷告求神，让我们每个人都能够彼此欣赏、彼此接纳、彼此肯定。
So that we can maintain the unity in harmony to glorify His name.
这样我们才能够维持在你里面的合一，然后来荣耀神的名。 亲爱的天父，我们来到你面前，感谢你赐给我们这样一篇信息。主，是的，合一的功课总是比其他的功课更加困难，因为需要我们把自己否定掉，把自己的骄傲、自己的自夸、自己的自尊否定掉，因为我们需要彼此接纳，而彼此接纳是怎么样的不容易。主要孩子向你求你的怜悯跟你的能力在我们每个人身上。主要叫我们就像刚刚摩西谈到的这四件有关爱的事情，能够彼此来接纳，看到不合眼的，看到自己不喜欢的事情，用你的爱来接纳。主要彼此来肯定，主要就是看到别人做得好的时候不吝啬赞美的言语。主要彼此来肯定，还有什么
欣赏。
主要虽然我们都不一样，但是我们可以看到别人的长处，少看别人的短处。主要真的是求你使用我们，主要在你使用我们的时候也求你建造我们，主要让我们对你的服侍总是越来越进步，越来越成熟，今天比昨天更好，明天比今天更好。主，让我们永不放弃追求在你里面长成的身量。主，谢谢你，求你帮助我们当中若是还没有开始服侍，还没有开始找到在这个教会里面服侍的角色的弟兄姐妹，主啊，求你自己受圣灵感动他们，让他们知道他们的属灵的恩赐在哪里，或者透过其他弟兄姐妹给他们的肯定，让他们知道他们的属灵恩赐在哪里。主啊，我们愿意一起摆上我们的energy， 我们的时间，我们的服侍的心，为了要建造基督的身体。感谢主听我们祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督圣名，阿们。
好，我们起立，一起来唱一首歌。我们成为一家人啊，因着耶稣，我们成为一家人。我觉得这首歌唱得很好，然后让我们同甘共苦。好像第一段是同甘，第二个要共苦啊。我们一起来唱，我们因着耶稣成为了一家人。好。
我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神儿女。我们成为一家人，因着耶稣。